This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to finish this crazy week by hoping to get a little equilibrium with a man that there's more people that read this guy's stuff than anybody else in the gun publishing sphere. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Dean and I had a earlier conversation because I don't understand a state like Arizona where you obviously live by choice, right?
Correct.
And you might have a bunch of grandchildren there too. That always sort of puts a hold on me as well. With some of the things that they have in place. In South Carolina, we don't have open carry at all. Now in Arizona, how is somebody allowed to carry a gun? What are the laws regarding that?
Well, we have constitutional carry, which means you don't need a permit to carry openly or concealed.
Right.
But we have some, regulations on that. And they're kind of weird, and it's just the way the sausage making of legislation occurs. For example, you can carry concealed in a bar, but you have to have a permit. Okay. But if you're in, I think it's North Dakota, you can carry in a bar, but it has to be openly and you don't have to have a permit. So, it's just that kind of weird thing. And then what's the other weird law in Arizona? If you're 18 or above, you can carry openly with a handgun and you don't need a permit. I guess that's about all. There's some federal restrictions, of course, and there's some location restrictions. I mentioned bars. You're not allowed to carry in school zones or in schools directly. So there are a few minor restrictions on how you can carry. But overall, it's one of the best states in the country for exercising your Second Amendment rights.
And which
makes it hard to understand how it looks like. I mean, the votes are not totaled completely yet, but it looks like Martha McSally is going to lose her Senate seat to Mark Kelly. And right. Mark Kelly has been one of the most active anti-Second Amendment candidates in the country. But you'd never know it according to the ads he ran in Arizona. He never mentioned guns in his ads at all. And yet millions of dollars were donated to his campaign from the anti-gun PACs.
Right.
So they just said, he's an astronaut, vote for him. He's a former defense, a combat pilot, vote for him. And I and others tried to get out the word that he was actively anti-gun, but I don't think it got out very effectively. There were some ads, we came close. The close doesn't count here in the election result, and it's not done yet. There's still, I think, a couple hundred thousand ballots to be processed. It looks like President Trump is going to carry Arizona.
Really?
But it also looks, yes, it does. It looks very close. It's down to just, I think like 20,000-30,000 votes. And we still have maybe 100,000 account or so, and they've been leaning heavily towards President Trump. And and there'll be some challenges. I have to say our election counting process seems to have been pretty legitimate. Don't see a lot of there's been a little bit of controversy over the using a Sharpie to mark ballots versus a pen,
right,
a regular pen. But that's it doesn't look like it's a very significant problem. And even I was listening to a someone who's on the Trump team, an attorney who is making challenges and has been assigned particularly here to Arizona. And he's saying, well, you know, we have to look at everything as they turn up. But right now, that doesn't look like it's a very significant issue, but they're going to be checking everything out. And he was confident this morning that President Trump would win as the ballots finally came out. They've been trending strongly Trump, and it's coming down to an extremely close number. So we will see. But, you know, we don't know yet. I mean, there's still provisional ballots being counted. They probably have military ballots that may not have been counted yet. So it's down to the wire here for President Trump.
Yeah, we're going to see. We are going to see.
I just find it, you know, the amount of money that has been poured in here from, you know, outside groups has been huge, and you couldn't escape the advertising. And most of the advertising was not really issue oriented. It was aimed at personalities. And so, that's where we're at, you know. And I have a neighbor that I talk to, and she's older and she's very conservative. But, you know, she's 80. She only gets her news from television. And she told me she wasn't going to vote, but somebody, you know, maybe it was a relative or got her to fill out a ballot, and she voted against, I'm sure she voted against President Trump because she told me that she was convinced that he was a racist from what she saw on television. So, you know, it's we're not happy with the way things are going. I think President Trump, if there had been any honest coverage of how he has done as a president instead of the horrendous 90 to 92% horrifically biased coverage against him that we've seen in the last virtually 5 years, he would have won in a landslide. But we've had this dominant old media has you know, been attacking him right from the beginning for almost 5 years solid.
Yeah. So, and we'll see. I don't think the problem here is going to be that even if they do pull it out, the whole Trumpism thing, I don't think that goes away.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. And what I don't see is I'd love to see the Republican Party embrace Trumpism and try to build on it. But I'm very worried about that. I don't see a lot of the established politicians embracing it. I see the rank and file Republicans embracing it by huge numbers, but the establishment politicians not so much.
Well, I'm not so much worried about the establishment. Well, I mean, on the Republican side, at least most of them are under 70.
Yeah, well,
the Democrats are quite the geriatric octogenarian crowd, and
they are. And you know, I'm worried about things like looks like there's going to be a runoff election, I think, in Georgia,
with
two senators involved, and that
we only need one.
Lose the Senate.
We only need one. We only need Purdue.
We should get both of them.
We should, but we're coming up on the break. You can find. You can find Dean's stuff. Dean has written well over 3,100 articles, and the 1,600 plus of them you can find right now today by going to amoland.com. There sits that repository of that, covering everything, all manner of things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go with this, sir? I know you got a couple things that went up, and we can talk about those,
yeah, well,
or if you still want to go with...
Let's talk about a couple of bright spots, you know.
Okay.
We did have in Michigan that they tried to make it illegal to carry, openly carry, within 100 feet of polling places directly against Michigan law, and that was appealed to the courts, and it was struck down. And they appealed finally to the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court had not reached a decision by the election time, so essentially it has become moot. And it was very, very clear that the Secretary of State there, who's a radical leftist, and who had received money from the George Soros or funded SOS project, was just going beyond her legal authority to try to ban open carry at all polling places. So that's a positive thing. You know, the rule of law appears to have worked there. And then I have another case. I've been working on this, and it's a little interesting. The story hasn't been published yet, but I think it's worth talking about. And that is in Montana. You would think Montana would be 100% Republican, but it's not. I mean, they have had a Democrat governor there since 2005 for the last 15 years. And it's always seemed remarkable to me, but there are parts of Montana that are very far left, especially the university towns and a little bit around the state capital. And some of the ranchers there sort of have the old, Democrat agrarian populist background, and I think that's why they can vote or they tend to vote Democrat. But this year, the state went overwhelmingly to Donald Trump, I think 57% to Donald Trump and 41% to his opponent. There was a Libertarian that had a couple of percent in there. And they elected a Republican governor for the first time since 2005. And they will have a overwhelmingly Republican legislature. I think they're going to have 32 out of 50 Republicans in their Senate. That's the latest research I've done. And then, let's see, 66 out of 100 Republicans in the House. And that means that they will probably, almost certainly, pass constitutional carry, finally, in Montana in 2021. So,
you know, let me ask you a question, because I've never thought of I've thought of this a few times, but I've never figured out how exactly this would work. In all of these states, would that be the 17th constitutional carry state?
Yes, I believe so. Now, that some people already count it as a constitutional carry state because it's constitutional carry in like 99% of the land area of the state.
Right.
But you require a permit to carry concealed in town and city limits, and that's where a lot of people spend most of their time. So it's not precisely constitutional carry, even though you can get a permit there, and they accept other states' permits. But it looks like they will finally get legislatively, they've passed constitutional carry bills three times. They passed it in 2011, in 2015, and 2017. Each one was vetoed by a Democrat governor. Steve Bullock was, born in Montana and was fairly popular. He was elected the governor twice. He ran against the current Republican senator and lost decisively. I think it was 53% to 47%. This year, in 2020, he lost his run for the Senate seat, and that's a very good thing because we're going to need that senator from Montana to stop the onslaught. Well, whatever happens, it depends, of course, whether President Trump is reelected or not. But we really, really want to hold on to the Senate, because if we don't hold on to the Senate, then, the craziness we have seen on the left is they might try and impeach President Trump again and kick him out in the Senate. But they'd have to get 60 votes, and they just won't be able to get that. So, but it's a very good thing. It's always seemed bizarre to me that states like Montana would have any Democrat senators, but they have had. And so I don't think Montana will elect a Democrat senator you know, for the foreseeable future, it just seems highly unlikely.
I'll get to, I was going to ask a question about how you think something would work when it comes to all of these constitutional carry states, but we really don't have time to get into that now. But I do have a question about that, because I've always been interested in that, because, you know, some things
there's a lot of variation in how they're set up.
That's not my question. That's not my question. And I'll go ahead and ask the question. Don't start answering it now, because we don't have time. But so we have 16 states with constitutional carry now. What do we have? We have 44 or 43 states with shall issue? Is that what it works out to be?
42
states with shall issue. So
yeah.
How would the federal government start doing things to change some of these laws? Because some of these laws would incorporate going after guns with magazines that hold more than 15 rounds or 10 rounds or whatever the arbitrary number is. All of these things are in place right now. It's such a behemoth. There's so many guns in the United States, especially in these areas. Do you think the states would stand up to this? Do you think? And, you know, like I said, don't answer any of this yet.
Stand up to things like, registration of guns or that type of thing.
That kind of thing.
You know, banning AR-15s from the federal government.
Let's talk about this in the next segment, because we don't really have time. I want you to answer that altogether. Now, this is not something that Dean has written about. So when I say that you can go to amaland.com and find 1,600-plus articles that he has written there at amaland.com. This is not going to be one of them. This is where we're going to be sitting here and speculating and putting together some theories and everything based upon facts and probabilities and feelings and things like that. But, you know, that's the fun part of dealing with Dean, because he has such a cross-section of experience when it comes to the various workings in various states. That comes in handy. That comes in handy to have somebody like that to tap into. So we'll get to that when we get back. What would they do to try to reverse what's already in place? My guest is Dean Weingarten, and this is Lock and Load.
Quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
Votes are still being counted in Pennsylvania. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Pennsylvania by just over 12,000 votes. As far as the counting goes, Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey says workers are continuing to put in long hours and doing an outstanding job.
I'm very proud of the work our staff did. They've been working around the clock since Tuesday and before.
USA Radio News. Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Naraki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and before we went to break, I asked him what his opinion would be. How would they claw back the between 450 and 600 million guns, the concealed carry, the constitutional carry? How would they claw all of that back?
Well, they're going to have a very difficult time. The backstop for us now would be the Supreme Court, and many laws that they are proposing would very likely be simply ruled unconstitutional. They'd be appealed to the Supreme Court. But the long-term plan for a federal reduction of the number of people who can legally own and carry guns in the United States would be to get those guns registered, require a permit for the ownership of any gun in the United States, and then gradually over a long period of time, and they've already been trying to do this, reduce the number of people who legally are allowed to have a gun. And that's the way it's worked in some other countries. It has not been a very successful plan in other places. Where it's been successful, it's made the number of guns who are owned legally lower, but the number of illegally owned guns much higher. And, of course, that would be almost as good of an effect for people who want to disarm the population, because then when they find anybody who has a gun, they just put them in jail. But I don't think they're going to be able to do that in the United States unless they do something extremely radical, like packing the Supreme Court to overcome what is now an originalist and textualist majority on the court for the first time, I would say, in about 75, 80 years, since 1934. So that's, 20 plus 65, 85 years, just about. And so they would pass incremental laws Joe Biden has talked about it. He said he wants to ban further sale of AR-15s, and then he wants to make sure that anyone who has a current one has to register it under the NFA standards, National Firearms Act standards, for machine guns, which means they would you'd have to pay a $200 tax and submit fingerprints.
But that would be one that goes to the Supreme Court, wouldn't it?
I think it would go to the Supreme Court, and I think it would be knocked down as unconstitutional. I think that what we are seeing, and let's not forget, we've made a lot of victories over the past couple of decades. The Heller and McDonald decisions are very important on the Supreme Court. And with the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett, we very likely will have this positive majority that actually believe in the Constitution as written, or believe that they should enforce it. And I think it's more likely, at least in the short term, that we get challenges. There are several of them in the pipeline already to existing law and things like banning magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. I think that's very likely to be struck down. Bans on the ownership of semi-automatic rifles and pistols is very likely to be struck down. Bans on requirement that you can't buy ammunition without showing a special ID, such as exists in California, is likely to be struck down. So we see these things that are coming up before the court, and so unless there is this, you know, radical change in the Supreme Court by packing or other means, I don't see them making large progress at the federal level. And they're losing at the state level, too. As I mentioned, in Montana, it looks like we're finally going to get constitutional carry there, which I thought it would be here, you know, almost 20 years ago. It didn't happen, and it didn't happen because the Democrat governors vetoed it three times with overwhelming majorities in the House and Senate. But they didn't have quite enough to override the veto, and so they didn't. So that's what we see. We have the court case Young versus Hawaii that you've talked about and had lawyers on the show several times. And that just, a month or two ago, they had the oral arguments for the en banc panel at the Ninth Circuit. We don't know what's going to happen with that. That case is essentially about whether you have a right to carry weapons outside the home in Hawaii, which has some of the strictest laws forbidding you from carrying weapons outside the home of anywhere in the country. And so we don't know what will happen with that en banc decision, but if they hold that it's you don't have a right to carry weapons outside the home, that will almost certainly be appealed to the Supreme Court, and I think it would be struck down. So the Supreme Court is our backstop for now, and we're very fortunate that President Trump has a spine of steel and that Senator McConnell backed him up on federal judgeships, and that we now have a Supreme Court that very likely will take Second Amendment issues seriously.
We're going to see. What do you think about the states? What do you think the states would? How do you think the states would react?
Well, it depends. But a lot of the states would just say we're not going to enforce the federal law, much like California said we're not going to enforce immigration law in California. And the same sort of standards would apply. And the federal government, if it had large majorities, it would enact laws saying, well, okay, if you won't take, if you won't accept our gun laws, we're going to cut off federal law enforcement funds to you. So that's the dynamic that you see there. I don't think it's likely soon. It much depends on what happens politically in just the next couple of weeks. And President Trump is dedicated to fighting this out as far as we can. But, we just don't know how it'll turn out. The the power arrayed against President Trump in the media and in the billionaires donating extreme amounts of money. I mean, it was the North Carolina, I think, Senate race, wasn't it, where they spent like $250 million trying
They spent $108 million on Lindsey Graham. They spent $90 million on Cocaine Mitch, and they spent $24 million on Cornyn in Texas, I think it is.
Okay, maybe I've got them. It wasn't all in one state then.
No.
Huge numbers.
Still,
and
well, I mean,
it didn't work.
Well, I mean, and this is, I don't know why this question never gets asked. And maybe it does, and maybe I dismiss it. But why would somebody spend $108 million to get a job that pays $180,000 a year, or $190,000 or whatever it is it pays to be a state or U.S. senator now? Sure. I know the answer to it. But
The people who are backing him aren't looking at the money he gets. They're looking at all the money they can get if he backs legislation in a certain way.
Yeah.
And what's up for grabs is not just one Senate seat, but it's power over the richest, most powerful country on the face of the earth, which means essentially you control much of the world if you're able to control the U.S. government. And these Senate seats were at the center of whether the U.S. government would be controlled by one side or another.
Yeah. Hang on for me. Coming up on the break, we'll be right back. My guest is Dean Weingarten, and this is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking a little bit about how they might try to claw some things back, which would be sort of difficult. Things like registries and stuff such as that, has that ever been determined whether that's constitutional or not?
It's not entirely determined, but there are some indications that a national registry would not be considered constitutional. There have been numerous laws passed, well, at least two, that explicitly forbid a national registry at the federal level. There's never been a national registry. And there are very few state registries that are more than very recent or very incomplete. So there really isn't any historical record of registration being required of firearms. So I don't think a national registration will pass constitutional muster. There's a lot of law out there that I think would not pass constitutional muster that is now in place. It's questionable whether large parts of GCA 68 would pass constitutional muster. For example, there was no requirement generally that people who got who gave up their U.S. citizenship, for example, would be banned from owning firearms in the United States. And yet that's one of the general categories. It's a small number of people.
Right.
But that was, you know, they were just banned arbitrarily in 1968 from owning firearms. Amy Coney Barrett, who was just confirmed to the Supreme Court, wrote in a dissent to an opinion that only violent criminals should be banned, should be allowed to be banned from owning firearms, because even if you had mental problems, you weren't banned from owning firearms unless you actually did something that was a danger to yourself or others prior to the 1968 law. And felons, she said, just because you're a felon today, the case was about someone who committed what amounted to mail fraud, and he had gotten a felony because of it, and he was banned for life from owning any firearms. She said he didn't do anything violent. There's no indication that he had a propensity for any violence, and so he should not have been banned from owning firearms. So if these kind of cases, and they will be brought up and put before the court, if they happen, we'll likely see parts of GCA 68 struck down, which I think is reasonable and just. There's a case in California that hasn't been ruled on yet. It'll be, a request for summary judgment is coming up in about a month, and District Judge Roger Benitez is going to rule on the summary judgment, and it's about California just arbitrarily banning billy clubs. Well, that's about any relatively, club that might be under 2 foot in length, given an arbitrary length, and they just banned them. Well, it's a bearable weapon under the Second Amendment. That's clear case law under Catano, one of the few Second Amendment decisions at the Supreme Court in the last 10 years. And I don't see how they can possibly uphold the ban. Now, they might pass a less restrictive ban, but the current bans virtually all of them. So there's a lot that is very likely going to be struck down by the Supreme Court, which is why people on the left were so adamant about trying to prevent Judge Barrett from getting her appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that'll happen. I mean, and the judges look at things like having over a third of the state being constitutional carry.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see because, Obama, who obviously was a gun control president, he didn't get anything passed because he waited. But the last time around when he had the Senate and the House, and probably a fairly compliant Supreme Court at that time, he didn't go after gun control. He went after health care. And it'll be interesting to see where the priority comes down if it is a Biden administration and if it does have a Senate with a Democratic. Although the problem, I think, is going to be, I think the House might become the weak point simply because on the left, they're going to be trying to drag them away from the centrists, and the centrists are sick of it.
And, they are, and they lost a lot of seats.
And Pelosi's going to have to, I don't know if she can hold it together, and if she does hold it together, she's going to have to go and try to get some cooperation, maybe for the votes, from Republicans.
We saw this happen in Texas, where the Democrats combined with so-called moderate Republicans to take control of the House and elect a speaker that was very, very Democrat-friendly.
Right.
It's not impossible that something like that could happen in the House of Representatives because it appears it's going to be a very close to even split between Democrats and Republicans in the House. And if that's the case, they only need to convince a couple of moderate Democrats come over with the Republicans, and they could elect a speaker that is very friendly to Republicans.
I had not even thought about that part. that's a interesting thing to consider. So I'm just trying to find silver linings wherever there are.
I thought President Trump should win, and he may well yet. Let's not give up on this. The irregularities that we see in Pennsylvania are particularly striking. I don't think they can defend to the current Supreme Court the changes they made in election law, which by the Constitution are only allowed to be made by the state legislature, and it wasn't made by the state legislature. And then, we have Michigan, which has significant irregularities, too. And where we are seeing these irregularities are in places which normally have large irregularities, which is large Democrat-controlled urban centers. So it's not over. I'd love to have seen a landslide for President Trump. And if we had anything like a halfway fair or even reasonably divided partisan press, it would have happened. And in my opinion, he's been one of the most singularly successful presidents in the modern era. But, the power of the media giants is very great.
Well, the media, I think the media and the polling industry
yes,
are probably...
I consider them They're together, you know. They're not separate entities.
Well, I also think they're toast. I think Fox News has probably seen their heyday now. And I think the polling industry, you got a bunch of, except for Nate Silver, who was getting sort of obscene on Twitter. You got Frank Luntz, who is a longtime pollster, and he's out there. We're done. Nobody's going to believe us again.
Why should we? We shouldn't. And I think some pollster came up and said directly, he said, the people, you know, the Trump people or people, Republicans, they don't trust us anymore. They won't cooperate. They won't tell us what they believe, and they'll lie to us. So we can't possibly get accurate polls, and I think he's right.
Yeah.
I would say to people who believe in the Constitution that polling has become an instrument of oppression. It's used
propaganda,
to figure out how to fool us.
Yep. Propaganda. Propaganda and subterfuge. We're going to run out of time, and before we do, let me point out where to find you, if I may. Dean is a very prolific writer. He's faster than the publishers are at Amaland. So he's got 1,600-plus articles there waiting for you. And like I said, he has he's much faster than they are. How many have you got in the pipeline? About five or six, I'm sure.
Actually, it's a little less, about three, I think. And there are a couple were published just recently. We didn't talk about the recent publication of the one on glass tabletops. Which
we
I
did not, but we will get to that next week. My shock will have worn off by then, I hope.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this week, or this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And that does it for us this week. We'll be back again on Monday. The fight goes on. It has never been about gun control. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.